intensify their attacks. It's thought 40,000 people have died since the uprising began in March last year. Well, we can speak to Paul Schulte, who's a former director of proliferation and arms control at the Ministry of Defence. He now works for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening.
Is it sort of common knowledge, accepted knowledge, that Syria does have these weapons of mass destruction?
It's very widely believed, and the Americans claim they have sufficient intelligence access to what's going on, even to talk about specific chemicals being prepared.
Right. We've intervened as the West before when there'd been weapons of mass destruction, but not here.
Well, our record is not tremendously good about rapid intervention. We did nothing very much after the Kurdish massacre in, or the massacre of the Kurds by chemicals in Halabja. We eventually invaded Iraq, but not for that reason.
So what sort of readiness are these weapons in? Because they're pretty strong warnings from both NATO and Obama.
Well, I think it's most likely that they have a quite large chemical arsenal because they've been doing this over a number of years. And even apparently in the last few months, they've been trying to build up their stocks. So they'll have raw stocks in the chemical tanks, and they'll have some loaded into bombs and some loaded into shells, and they'll be at different stages of preparation. The new news that Obama deliberately mentioned, presumably to warn off Assad, was that two specific chemicals were being brought together to make an extremely modern and potent nerve gas called sarin.
Is there, even for people like President Assad, a particular line that one doesn't cross? Or do the normal rules not apply in a conflict like this?
We don't know. We might be entering an endgame of a civil war in which atrocity becomes almost unavoidable because of the fear of reprisals. The Alawites, who've been in control for decades, have to fear what will happen to them and their families if the other side wins.
There must be an element as well with both Obama and NATO that they don't want this to happen, because judging how to react with Syria to use chemical weapons is a pretty tricky proposition for them, isn't it?
Yes, nobody is very attracted by the idea of getting drawn into a Syrian civil war. So what's happening is in the realm of threat and ultimatum. Don't do this. If you do this, we would have to react. But if you don't do this, we'll keep out.
Yeah, and further moves today as well, with the Patriot missile batteries being posted along the Turkish border with Syria, presumably the same message being given there by NATO.
Yes, and it's about, but that's at least equally about reassurance of the Turks, who are NATO and are in the front line of this very difficult situation. And historically, there have been points where they have asked for Patriots to be given to them before the 91 Gulf War, and that was refused. The fact that now Patriots are being deployed there is a way of NATO emphasising its solidarity.
Thanks for joining us. That's Paul Schulte.
It's 5:48. Our top story.